And can you talk about what you're now presenting?
Okay, so now we have done two additional studies looking at the remaining arms of the B-14 and B-20 to address the question of, okay, is it a simple prognosticator or is prognostic in tamoxifen-treated patient because it's predictive marker for tamoxifen? But, you know, although that's kind of mundane question to us, but it was important to a lot of people. And then, more importantly, we looked at B20, a chemotherapy arm, to look at more important question of does this predict chemotherapy response. And we went into that study with a priori hypothesis based on the data presented at the ASCO this year by Dr. Luca Gianni's group in Milan, where they have looked at the samples from neoadjuvant trial that they did with taxotere and adriamycin, where they found that there was a correlation between the genomic health recurrence score and complete pathological response rate in that higher recurrence rate correlate very strongly with the higher PCR rate. And in the patient category in that study, categorized at low risk by genomic health score, they didn't have any PCR. So we hypothesized that the benefit from chemotherapy in B20 will be almost negligible in low-risk patient and very high in high-risk patient.
What was the randomization in B20, and how did you do this?
So in B20, obviously it's a retrospective analysis of the finished trial. The randomization was for node-negative, estrogen receptor-positive patient. Everybody got tamoxifen for 5 years, and then a concurrent chemotherapy, randomized to concurrent chemotherapy of CMF, 6-cycle, or M followed by F, so-called M2F NSABP regimen. So it was a 3-arm design, so it's a 2-to-1 randomization to chemotherapy. Obviously, we didn't have all the blocks available. We only have blocks available from 30% of the entire study cohort, so it's subset, but we looked at the comparability between the subset and the entire cohort. It is fairly comparable. And we actually repeated the assay on the tamoxifen arm to make sure that the assay is reproducible, and we found that it's very reproducible. So which actually is very encouraging as a clinical assay. And the result is actually quite striking, nothing like I've ever seen. So if you look at the absolute benefit from chemotherapy is zero, it's actually negative in low-risk group, and intermediate group, again, zero. And in high-risk group, the absolute gain in distant recurrence at 10 years is 28%.
What was the relative risk reduction?
The relative risk reduction was 75% in high-risk patient. And the low-risk patient, it was actually minus 25%. In the intermediate risk, about 20% gain. But the confidence interval there is, you know, overlaps with one. So there, whether intermediate risk patients do gain any benefit or not, remains a question.
So are you saying there was a negative effect in the lower risk patients?
Yeah, and it's on the Cox model it was, right? The hazard ratio was 1.25.
And what were the confidence intervals?
The confidence intervals are very wide, and it includes one because the event rate there is so low. So, but to me, the data in the low risk group is in some sense non-relevant because the baseline risk after tamoxifen is so low at 6.3% that it's a moot point of whether they need chemotherapy or not.
So you're saying in the higher risk patients, there was a 75% reduction in recurrence with chemotherapy.
Right.
What did you think when you saw that?
I was very excited.
I guess so.
Actually, this, other people seems to be more excited than I am. I actually do not want to look at that, you know, Kaplan-Meier estimate. I want to look at more on the Cox model and hazard ratio. From scientific point of view, that's more meaningful. To the clinician's point of view, maybe the absolute increase is more meaningful. Because to me, the hazard ratio suggests that it's a continuous variable. So unfortunately, the study is relatively small sample size, especially with a 2-to-1 randomization. The control group is rather small, about 233 patients. So that we cannot really develop a continuous model like we did in B14 tamoxifen arm to be able to tell, okay, from what score or recurrence score you're going to get benefit. So, for example, okay, from score 28, you're going to get benefit. We don't have that data. what we have is that, okay, in the high-risk patient, there's a definite benefit. In the intermediate group, you know, we are not sure. A low-risk group, probably they don't get any benefit, and it doesn't really matter because their risk is so low anyway.